Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know what that means? It means it's time for CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Denny.
Nice to have you back here on this kind of a cool morning. I mean, it wasn't that long ago, was it the last couple of shows? We're talking, you know, getting our air conditioning checked out and fixed if necessary. And now it's 45 degrees, and back and forth. I don't know. Is that an issue with vehicles at all? I doubt it. I mean, we're not talking extremes here.
Yeah, well, out in Denver, you have to put your snow tires back.
Oh, isn't that true?
Yeah. No, it's, we've talked about it in the past, and I think it's true, Denny, that the cars are just remarkable how they adjust under any conditions in any circumstances, and it takes a lot of adjustment to make the car start and run right under all these different circumstances. But they, they have it figured out, and they work, and they start when it's 100 above, and they start when it's 30 below. And I can't stop thinking that that's just amazing.
It really is when you think about it, too. And I know once in a while we'll talk about cars rusting out. Even that seems to have been improved over the years, too. And I'm not sure why. Maybe people are washing their cars more often. But yeah. But for sure, that is it. In fact, before we get too far removed, let's invite our listeners to join in on the conversation. If you have an issue, if you have a problem with your car, your truck, your van, and you need to bring it in for service, to your favorite shop or your favorite dealer, call or text us. Dan is going to be with us till just about 7:45 this morning. So don't wait. If you have any kind of a car care question, we always like to say you don't have to be a gearhead or a motorhead to, although we do have a lot of people who do work on their own vehicles. Call or text your car care question. Here's the number for either phone call or text. And that number is 651-461-9226. Getting a bunch of text messages already, Dan. There's something that came in earlier. This morning I'll have to kind of shorten it up. Do shops like Lloyd's have similar problems of finding parts or components during these days of shortages? That's basically what they're asking.
Well, we have not gotten stuck where a car needs a part and we're not able to get it anywhere, anyhow, and where the car has to just either go away or sit here for weeks or months. We have not had that. It's a bigger challenge sometimes to search around and find the parts and all that sort of stuff. But with shipping the way that it is, which again, I think is remarkable, we can order a part from California and have it on our desk, the next morning. And
wow.
So it's pretty amazing what they're able to do. And somehow we've always been able to find the parts somewhere.
Well, that's good. I'm looking at a text that came in a few minutes ago. Bill from Elk River sent it in fact. It's a 2014 Ford Explorer auto transmission. It says, will only very occasionally not shift out of low gear when he accelerates. Eventually, it will shift into gear and increase speed. Nothing shows up in the scan. So my mechanic said there's not a whole lot they can do other than another scan, especially with it being so intermittent. There goes that word again. Any ideas? They want to know what more I can do at this point to be safe driving, Bill wants to know.
Intermittent, our least favorite word. I have an idea that when it's doing that, if you were to pull over, shut the vehicle off, started again, I think it would probably work just fine, which that intermittent part makes it really hard to diagnose. But I'm wondering if it's a hard part problem. Is it something that's in the transmission, or is it actually a computer type program where something's going on with the communication to the transmission? And so if it's doing it and you are able to shut the car off and restart it, which is rebooting the transmission computer, if that takes care of it, that would make me believe that maybe it's more of a electrical type problem, a programming problem. And sometimes by reflashing the transmission computer, in other words, reprogramming it, by reflashing it, that'll take care of things like that. There's updates that the manufacturer would have done with that reflashing stuff, and maybe something like that would help solve your problem.
You know, we do get, Dan, calls or texts from time to time about heating systems in cars. You know, the air is cold, it doesn't warm up, and the reverse, we don't get the cool temps in the summer. Do you and your crews there at Lloyd's, it doesn't seem like you guys have a lot of, ripping off the dash or something to fix heating and cooling systems. Am I wrong there? I mean, are there...
Yeah, we do that pretty often.
You do?
Actually, yeah. There's, some of those components that you have to get to are way in there, buried way deep. And, I think at least weekly, we're significantly disassembling a dash to get at something that's behind it. And there's quite a bit of stuff back there. That happens frequently enough. And, of course, it's one of those things like, oh, boy. This is a big one, and it's talked about in the shop that here we go, we got to do that again, and it's lots of nuts and bolts, and you have to be very careful about the disassembly part so that the reassembly part goes back the way it's supposed to.
Absolutely,
it's against the rules to have leftover nuts and bolts. That's not okay.
Yes, you did something wrong there. Right. All right, I'll tell you what, let's take a break. If you have something wrong with your vehicle and you want to know what it might be before you bring it in for service, call us or text us, 651-461-9226. Dan Burns in from Lloyd's Automotive, answering your questions as he's done so many years here on CCO. Cool morning. We have 45 degrees here in the Twin Cities. We expect highs today near 56. Going to be kind of a cool week, but maybe by Friday, sunny skies return with highs around 74. Again, right now, 45 here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. To you, welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with our friend Dan Burns, ASC Certified Technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Where exactly, Daniel, is Lloyd's Automotive located on Grand?
Well, you know where we are, Denny.
Of course.
We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria on Grand Avenue in St. Paul. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net. Or give a call as soon as today, 651-228-1316.
Excellent. We'll get you that information before Dan leaves us, which is about 7:45 or so this morning. If you have any kind of a car question and you want to call it in or text it in, same number, 651-461-9226. Listener says this, Dan, good morning, great show. I'm looking, texter says, at a 1996 Buick Regal, 61,000 miles, good condition. Besides tires and oil, what else should I be aware of? I think this is a good candidate to get that car checked out at Lloyd's.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you should do, is obviously that car has been sitting around quite a bit and not used all that much. So there are a few things that time will cause problems with. So for sure, I would recommend that you take it in at least somewhere and have a used vehicle inspection done on it. You know, tires and brakes, of course, but along with that, all of the steering components, you want to check for any leaks. Be sure that there's no fluid leaks that have started or you know, are potentially going to get worse as you start driving that car more often. But there's a whole list of things that we go through when we do a used vehicle inspection, and I certainly would not buy a car without doing that. The good news with a 96 Buick Regal is it does have onboard diagnostics, which means it's you know, a little bit more computerized than that's actually the cutoff year. The cars before that did not have as sophisticated of computer systems, but 96 and newer, they do have a little bit better computer systems.
Yeah, it's good to get a professional eye to look at these things. Like you have a checklist, you and your, you know, crews there, and then you know what you're looking for. So that's and how long of a process is that? Somebody wants to get a used car checked out. How long of a job is that, roughly?
It usually takes about an hour or so.
Okay, so yeah. No big deal. All right, let's see what else people are writing in. Here's one. Good morning. It says, I wanted to know why the electric cars make a, quote, eerie sound when backing up. I have heard it on a Tesla specifically. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a warning. They're so quiet
that
when you're backing up, they're worried that, you know, somebody behind you would not hear that it's coming toward them, and there, it could cause an injury or a problem. So in reverse, they just have a little warning sound so that it's not so quiet when you're backing up.
Okay, yeah. I remember Santoni gave me a ride in his hybrid, and he was backing up, and I said, well, you got to restart the car. He says, no, it's the battery. It is kind of eerie, though, if you're used to the engine sound. All right, here's a lost key fob, 2014 Dodge Ram 1500 pickup. One of the key fobs was lost. Can Lloyd's or another locksmith in St. Paul get a replacement? This just jumped here. Key fob and program it. You've run into that issue before.
Yes, and I can't tell you for sure on a 2014 Dodge. On many cars, replacing the key fob is a very simple process. It actually doesn't take any computer equipment to reprogram there. Sometimes it's just a series of steps that you go through using the original key fob. As long as you have an original key fob, if you lose both keys, that gets more complicated. But I think usually if you have a key fob, then to program another one is usually pretty simple.
Okay. This texter says this in 95 GMC. How hard to replace weather stripping for the door windows? Does the glass need to be removed?
Sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it comes as all one piece, and is and then of course in that case the window would need to be removed. In some cases, though, there's a separation, and it can be replaced simply by putting the window down and getting the replacement in there. So it depends on the car.
Okay. It depends. All right. Hang on, Dan. We're going to have a look at that forecast, see if we're going to get any kind of a warm-up or not. And we still have a few more minutes to go here. Dan's going to be with us till just about Jack Farrell time, which is close to 7:45. So if you have any car or truck or van problems, and you want to find out what the heck's going on, call or text 651-461-9226. It's Car Care Talk here on a Saturday morning on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Hi, good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show, just ahead of Jack Farrell's Wine Chat. And then 8 o'clock hour, Julie Weisenhorn will be answering your lawn and garden questions on our Smart Garden Show. In the meantime, Dan Burns, we have questions from our listeners that we can keep you hopping here, so let's get back to it. Here's one that says, should I be concerned about water dripping out of an exhaust silencer on a 2018 VW Atlas?
You know, water is a byproduct of internal combustion. So as the gasoline is burned, what comes out of the exhaust is partly water. And so there's no avoiding that. The water needs to go somewhere, and it comes out your exhaust pipe, or there's little tiny holes in your mufflers so that they can drain, things like that. It's what causes black ice on the high or on the roads in, you know, severe cold weather. So it's normal for water to be dripping out of your exhaust as you drive along.
Okay. Here's a 2005 Honda Pilot that very, very occasionally will produce a slight shudder when shifting gears right around 39 miles an hour. It doesn't always do it. Is this cause for concern?
Well, I'm not sure that it's cause for concern, but if a person was to check the service bulletins, oftentimes on a chatter like that, when that's happening in the transmission, the recommendation would be to change the fluid. And oftentimes when they change the fluid, there's a special additive that the manufacturer has come up with that can help take care of that. And so I would check service bulletins on that, probably would have the fluid changed, and see how that takes care of it for you.
Okay.
Honda is one of the companies that recommends changing transmission fluid pretty often, actually. It also recommends changing the differential and transfer case fluids quite often. So I wouldn't be surprised if they have if they don't have a solution for that.
But on the other hand, other manufacturers don't require that necessarily often, if at all, right?
If at all. Some don't require it at all.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Who's next? 2017 GMC Terrain. Can you override and shut off the system that shuts off the vehicle every time you stop at a stop sign? Seems to be hard on the starting and electrical system, texter says.
You know, it's not. I don't think there's a way to permanently disable that that's offered by the manufacturer. There are some aftermarket systems that will do that and accomplish that for you. But the vehicle's manufactured with its emissions standards set with the fact that that car is shutting off at stoplights and under those conditions. And so they're not allowed to bypass that system. Some cars have, like my wife's car, for example, is an Audi, and she does have a button that you can push to disable that if you choose to do. But again, it can't be permanently disabled. You can just shut it off each time that you get in the car. So I have yet to find a great solution for that. I have a tendency to agree. I don't like the fact that it shuts off at every corner or at every stop. The vehicle certainly was designed for that, so I don't think it's a problem for the starter and the electrical system. But I kind of like it. I kind of like the feel. I like the feel of it continuing to run while I'm at the light.
I don't know why.
I guess I'm just old.
No, I'm with you. I don't know about that last thing you said,
I'm definitely old.
It's a control issue, I think, with me. I want it still running, so.
Right.
I'll tell you what, a listener wants to know, or just to give us an update on the catalytic converter situation is what they're asking. What's been happening at Lloyd's with that thievery?
Well, I have not seen as many recently, which doesn't mean that it's not happening, but it just means it's not happening in our neighborhood to our customers. So I hope that it's a little bit better, but it's still a major issue. And, I hope they come up with a solution to interrupt the supply chain so there's not a good place for these thieves to sell them. That would be the solution.
Yeah, and I think I mentioned it last week. What I read was they have developed other materials in place of these precious metals existing catalytic converter. So maybe there's going to be a solution that way, but that's down the road.
That's for sure the truth, Denny. The replacement catalytic converters that we put on a vehicle, the thieves don't seem to be interested in them. So there must not be much value to them. So they, I agree, they have come up with a better solution.
That's good.
But unfortunately, the vintage, a car that has been valuable in the past, continues to be.
Yep. One more text. It's not a question, but it's a comment. And it says, hi, Dan and Denny. Thank you for the show. I've learned a lot about cars listening to you over the years. I don't have a specific question this morning, but just wanted to say thank you for making this show possible. Well, thank you to the listener and to listeners for making it happen. But Dan, thanks to you and Nick for you know, allowing us to get your expertise on the radio to help our listeners. So,
well, I appreciate that input. Thank you very much.
Now, how do we get in touch with Lloyd's Automotive if we need some help?
Well, come on over. You should come see where we're at. We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul, right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web. That has all sorts of pictures and things like that at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
I'll be doing that one of these days to get another oil change, Dan. But in the meantime, let's connect next weekend. What do you say?
That sounds great. Thanks, Danny.
Good deal. Thank you. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. You get ready for Jack Farrell's Wine Chat. Jack Farrell, of course, from Haskell's. And then Lawn and Garden Talk. Julie will be with us in the 8 o'clock hour. That's all straight ahead with 45 degrees right now in the Twin Cities. From News Talk 830, this is WCCO.